Simpson in Tannehill County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Field dirt agreement with Tim Keys.
Move to approve the field dirt agreement by and between Taney County and Tim Keys.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Grant of perpetual easement for public right-of-way, Patrick Finkbone.
And Devin, this is all part of our round.
Yes, this is all part of the Round Mountain Bridge project.
And does this complete them, or do you have one more that you need to?
I still currently have one more that I've got to get. That is a doctor that I have no idea when he's going to be available. Just meet with me and do the documents. His portion is just a matter of a few square feet. It's not going to be a bigger deal that he'd be able to meet.
And the legals on these agreements was supplied by Great River?
Correct.
Was it looked over by Travis, I guess?
Yes, they were sent to Travis.
You guys have any other questions on it?
No.
I don't.
Move to approve the grant of perpetual easement for public road right-of-way by between Patrick Finkbone in Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Sorry.
Motion carried. Grant of perpetual easement for public right-of-way, Daniel and Margaret Swindle.
This is the same Round Mountain Road.
Correct.
You guys have any questions on it?
No.
Move to approve the grant of perpetual easement for public road right-of-way by between Daniel Swindle and Margaret Swindle, husband and wife, in Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Grant of perpetual easement for public right-of-way with MBSS LLC.
You guys have any questions on this one?
No.
Move to approve the grant of perpetual easement for public road waterway by and between MBSS LLC and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Budget discussions.
I think this was put on just to kind of discuss openly with the obvious lack of sales tax that's going to be coming in. We need to make sure that everybody's on the same page as far as certain things that we were planning on doing this year we may not do or be able to do, whether it be some machinery and different things for road and bridge, whether it be purchases for anything within GCR. Probably need to look at some sewer projects, find out where we're at on those.
On the GCR, the budgets were approved at that time as were in the expected revenue, and if things continue as they are, we can't expect that revenue. Now, the one that'll come in here tomorrow, I think, I don't expect it to show much decline.
Right, it'll be the next.
It'll be the next month, so don't be fooled when it comes that the way the sales tax is paid. And everyone went in a panic and bought several months' supply of some items that they'll probably have for a while. But they're tightening some of that as we speak.
I would assume the parking garage we probably won't do this year if we don't have to. I don't know. These are the discussions that, and this is what I was going to talk about. Mm-hmm. I think, again, the sewer we probably need to, depending upon what is critical.
The GCR is going to be, or I think the sewer is evaluating all of those again, everything, but the GCR, it's vital that every department head and elected official look at their budget of only what they need, not what they want, because, and we'll have to monitor it monthly with the auditor, and knowing that some of the department's expenses come later in the year, so they got to, you know, prepare on that, that the commission would hope, with the help of everyone, that we would not, this commissioner would hope with everyone, that we would not have to revise the budget.
Yeah, we would hope that everybody would cut and limit where they can, and even where they can't, still figure out a way to cut and limit it, and thus not have to go through the process of opening back up the budget and have hearings and then enforce it. So
each one will know their own department and know where they can tighten belts and do what is necessary to continue to serve the citizens on a shoestring, if that makes sense.
On Roden Bridge, there's still two approved contracts out there for dump truck and a wood chipper. They have anything beyond that?
I say anything that we already have agreements on, I think we probably need to go ahead and honor, especially within Roden Bridge. But yeah, beyond that, I don't know what your plans were later on, but I would probably not.
Our capital improvements on Roden.
Yeah.
Of course, in GCR, we've got the cars coming out of the Sheriff's Department, which we have approved the agreement and stuff, but needs to be evaluated. That comes out of GCR, and it needs to be evaluated if they can mechanically let the mechanics look at what they're thinking of replacing, and if they can, they need to hold off.
And on that one specifically, I don't know if we, if the agreement's already been made, I don't know if we can. Anything going forward, we can, I guess is what I'm getting at.
Same they're shut down right now. It can be looked at, it would be, everyone has to consider everyone else. Just as in the virus, everyone has got to take a part and step up and be responsible. And so every department head and elected official, needs to be responsible for the other department. They've got to all work together. We, like I say, we won't get the revenue in to know what it is in March, but in...
I'd say we'll really see it in...
Pardon?
We'll really see it in May and June.
Yes.
And probably July.
Correct. Agree. We were down, our expenses was $634,000 greater than revenue in February. But you can't ever tell but just one month. And like I say, we're all in this together, so at any time, any thoughts and...
You all get calls on the roads, which you do occasionally, and I'm sure you're aware of the one on T Highway that we have had, and you've got calls on. things like that, I plan on putting on hold until, and just basically do like a maintenance loan. And we've got plenty of that.
I think on that one we probably need to, because that's been a concern for quite a while, and I can't imagine the expense being that great.
But it's around 52,000.
When we have a review with you, why don't you put down the table and discuss it? We have special budgets, which the auditor has mentioned to me, and accounts payable has too, that there's places that they can help out GCR also.
David, you want to add anything? You good?
I do see, although one of the biggest expenses that came out just recently, last month, was the bonding. So next month, will you guys, when I give you the monthly, show increases on the expenditures?
Wow.
Very attentive to the expenditures and try to work with the commission and departments. And,
well, with that said, on the bond payment did come out. I think, I don't know if I have that paper here, I checked. I think it left 300 and something thousand in that account, what they had to borrow, what was in the budget was $1 million for it. There's not enough money in the fund right now to pay back the, it was 300 and something that they actually had to use out of GCR. But, it may be, there's not money in that funds now to pay that back, but I noticed in accounts payable we've got another $2,500 expense out of that fund for, shower doors or shower, something on the,
sure.
There. So, it may be just a little longer.
Correct.
Before that accumulates.
It's now going to be all dependent on what gets brought in from the sales tax revenue and when that money will go back to GCR to pay for that, help pay for that bond payment back from GCR. Like I said, it depends. I see probably closer to August, most likely, but I was able to find that even though I budgeted for $1 million, that with the revenue that came in and with the expenditures, we didn't have anything major come up, no major replacements in the judicial building, that we were only having to take out $300,000 out of GCR instead of the $4 million at this time, which will help in regards to not taking so much out of GCR at that time.
I would suggest that before that transfer is made, that the meeting, that the commission meet with Mr. T. With
Scott.
Thank you. Couldn't think of the name. To see if there's any project, to know what shape the jail is in at that time, and anything would be coming out, and so that we would be comfortable before we take anything out.
Correct. Yep. And it will be closely monitored before and closely the numbers looked at before. Reimbursing that amount to back to or out of GCR back or sorry from the law enforcement sales fund back